We do not build churches or appoint priesthoods, sacred rites or sacrifices to the martyrs, because not the martyrs, but the God of the martyrs is our God. Who among the faithful ever heard a priest standing at the altar set up over the body of a martyr to the honor and worship of God, saying and praying, "We offer up sacrifices to thee, Peter or Paul or Cyprian"? We do not build churches to martyrs as to gods, but as memorials to men departed this life, whose souls live with God. Nor do we make altars to sacrifice on them to the martyrs, but to their God and our God. Dear children, that's a little quote there from St. Augustine. And I read it this morning, and I thought it was a really wonderful quote in regards to the feast that we celebrate. Because it talks about, today we celebrate the feast of the dedication of the two major basilicas, the Basilica of St. Peter's in Rome, and then also what's known as St. Paul's outside the walls, those two great, beautiful churches that are there. And we think of those churches, and we think of the saints attached to the churches, and we oftentimes can miss the bigger point. Yes, they're dedicated to the saints, but most importantly, they're dedicated to God. Above all else, He is the most important thing in that church. So, what do we have with these two churches? Well, we have two very beautiful churches to honor God in place of those two saints whom He chose by Himself. He chose to spread His faith and the way to salvation throughout the entire world, St. Peter and St. Paul. And in those very places of those churches are where they're built on top of where those two apostles were buried. So what do we remember? We remember that St. Peter, he was crucified, but upside down, because he didn't think that he was worthy to be crucified in the same way that our Lord was. So he asked to be crucified head downwards. And so he was crucified there and then buried very close to where he died. And then we know St. Paul, he was a Roman citizen as well. So he got a little bit of a quicker death. He got his head cut off. And both of them, their bodies weren't just disposed of, but faithful Christians took care to bury them and near where they were put to death. And so they were buried in the ground, and their tombs were always, people always knew where they were, and so they built these churches upon them. In fact, both churches, the original St. Peter's and the original St. Paul's outside the walls, were both started by the very same man. That was the first Christian emperor of the world, the first Christian emperor named Constantine. He had the work started on both of them, and it was in the early 300s. And of course, he didn't live to see the finishing of the church, and he knew he probably wasn't going to, but he wanted these churches to be standing for all Christians of all time. And so they did. They stood for a very, very long time. But interestingly enough, both of them got destroyed in different ways and had to be rebuilt all over again. So first off, St. Peter's, remember that earlier on, the Pope for a while didn't live in Rome any longer. He lived over in a town in France known as Avignon, and he was there for a long period of time until he finally came back. And all those years, because only the Pope could say Mass at St. Peter's, all those years, the church just basically fell into disrepair and had all sorts of problems. It got to the point where it was almost basically beyond fixing up. So they decided that they'd scrap it all and built a new and even more glorious church on that spot. And that's the St. Peter's that we have today. That was finished in the 1600s. And then St. Paul's, that stood all the way up until the 1800s. And then one time, there was a man who was working on it in the 1800s, and he had a little accident and started a fire in the church, and the fire burned almost the entire thing. But once again, the faithful at that time, they were not daunted by that. They didn't despair. They raised up more money and they built it all over again. Because why? Well, it's an important place because that's the burial of those two saints, but most importantly, because of the honor of God that those churches were meant for. And we see that in the lives and what happened every single year on this day with those Holy Roman Emperors. So remember, Constantine built those churches. He started the building of those two churches. And it's only fitting that those two very important churches were continually honored by the Roman emperors from thenceforward. So every year on this day, the emperor would go in procession and he'd be completely clothed in purple. A very humble color, is a regal color, color of kings, but in the similar fashion that our Lord was put in purple when he was mocked. And so in their humility, they put on purple robes and they walked to both of these two churches and they go in and they lay down prostrate on the floor and they kiss the floor on the spot under which St. Peter and under which St. Paul was buried. So there they were. They were, remember, what's an emperor? An emperor is like a king, but a king of an even bigger area than a country. So a king is in charge of one country. The emperor was in charge of almost the entirety of Europe at times. And so he was really important. And oftentimes that pride would get to him and he'd do some really naughty things. And other of them, they tried to be very pious and tried to follow the example of Christ. But they all knew that no matter how much power they had, one day they too were going to have to die. Just like those two martyrs, St. Peter and St. Paul. Nobody was chosen by our Lord to have any higher positions than St. Peter and St. Paul. St. Peter was the first pope, and St. Paul was sent all throughout the world to convert the world and the Gentiles. And these two great saints, they had to die. They died much like our Lord, a very painful and bloody death for the salvation of souls. They were working for the salvation of souls. Our Lord paid the price with his blood for souls. And so the emperors knew that no matter how much power was given to them, ultimately, in the eyes of God, they were nothing. They're just little specks, just like all the rest of us. And so in their humility, what little bit they may have had, they had to give recognition to this. So they would go on this day and do that little procession. And that idea of humility and the death and the soul of the emperors, which was no different than ours, which has to answer to God for every single action that it did, that was continued on after they died. You see, it was very interesting. Another humble expose of the emperors was that when they died, their coffin would be processed through the streets for all to see, because it was a very big occasion, the funeral of an emperor, and it'd come up to the church where the funeral was going to be held. And then the guards of the coffin would knock on the door of the church. And then the person on the inside would say, "Who goes there?" And the guards would say, "Oh, it's the Holy Roman Emperor and King of this country," and list off all of a bunch of the titles of importance of that emperor. And the voice inside would say, "I do not know you. Go away." And so then they take the coffin down and they process around the church and then come back up the stairs again. And then they knock on the door again and they say, "Oh, who is it?" And they list off a bunch more of the titles of the emperor, all the different positions of importance that he held. And the voice would come back, "I do not know you. Go away." And so they take the coffin down and process around the church one last time, and they come back up and knock a third time on the door. And they'd say, "Who goes there?" And then they'd finally say, "It is," and then the baptismal name of the emperor. And they'd say, "So it is so-and-so, a poor and miserable sinner." And finally they'd say, "Enter." And they'd open the doors, and the body would go into the church, and they would have the funeral for the emperor, a poor and miserable sinner, just like the rest of us. So you see, children, those acts of humility by those emperors, processing to those two great basilicas and laying down on the floor before everybody and kissing the floor over the spots of the martyrs. That is the pathway to salvation. Humility, recognizing what we are before God. Who are we? We are poor sinners. We need prayers, and we need to give prayers. And so we act in that same manner. We live our lives in that same manner. A humble life, serving God. And then, if we do so well, then like some of the pious emperors, we follow their example. Or, like Saints Peter and Paul, who, even though they were hand-picked by God himself, had to die a very painful and shameful death in all humility. And in the humility that was shown to us by our own God himself, who died a painful and shameful death on the cross. We follow in those footsteps. We offer our prayers quietly and often and serve God as much as we possibly can. And one day, he too will recognize us poor sinners and enter us into the church for all eternity in heaven. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.